Ni hao.
Ni hao.
You know, before I begin, let me just share a very quick testimony.
在我开始讲到之前呢，我想分享一个我的见证。
Yeah, sister, you were saying that sometimes, Sister Tofi, you were saying sometimes we don't understand what God does.
对，好像雪飞刚才提到了，有时候我们不知道这个神的这个旨意是什么。
But we just got to have faith in what God is doing.
对，我们只是对神有这个有信心。
And sometimes we don't understand why we go through certain things.
对，有时候我们不明白我们为什么要经历那样一些事情。
This summer, I was going through many difficulties.
这个过去这个夏天呢，我经历过很多比较困难的事情。
You know, have you ever asked God, Lord, why is this happening to me?
对，你有没有这样的经历会问神，为什么这些事会发生在我的身上？
Has that ever happened to anybody here?
你们有没有这样的经历？
You know, you're serving God, you're going to church, you're praying, but things go wrong.
对，你去教会，你为主来服侍，但是呢，事情呢却不总是想象中的那样。
And so for a period of about 3 or 4 months, I was really under attack.
在大概3到4个月的时间，我感觉我受到了很大的攻击。
And I was discouraged.
我也有些沮丧。
But the Lord was faithful during that time to me.
但是呢，神的这个神却是一直在我身边。
I remember I was talking to some of the guys at our church.
对，我对我们教会里的一个弟兄讲。
They're contractors.
他是做那个做工程的。
And they're asking me, you know, how's the new house?
对，他问我这个我喜欢新房子吗？
I said it's nice, but we still don't have a fence.
对，我说这个新房子不错，但是我们还没有这个建围栏。
Because when they put the grass, the city has to come in. They have to inspect it, make sure it's graded properly.
对，就是这里有法律，政府的法律规定呢，当你铺草皮的时候呢，政府呢铺完之后，政府会派人来查看这个地的这个就是坡度的话呢，合乎标准。
So two of them said, well, when the city gives you the okay.We're going to build it for you for free.
对，他的这个做这个工程的弟兄就对米高说，如果当政府如果同批准以后啊，批准这个草坪的这个坡度以后呢，我们来帮你建这个围栏。
They said you just buy the wood and we'll build it for you.
对，你去买这个木板就好了，我们就把这个围栏给你建起来。
Then about a month and a half later, I get a phone call.
一个半月以后，我收到一个电话。
Somebody else I know.
Say it again.
Somebody else that I know in our ministry.
有一个人在就是在这个会众当中。
They said, you know, Pastor Miguel, God put on my heart to give you $10,000.
他对这个 Miguel 说，神对我说了，我要给你10,000块钱。
And then about a month later.
一个月以后。
I was supposed to go preach at a church in Toronto.
我要去按计划要去多伦多的一个教会正道。
But they canceled because the school was doing some work where they rent.
但那个计划取消了，因为那个学校在做什么装修。
So my wife said, "Stay home, relax."
我太太对我说，你就在家休息就好了。
But inside, I felt, you know, I really should go to church.
但是我心里的始终是想，哎，我应该去教会。
You know, sometimes we don't want to go to church, and it's when we should go to church.
对，有时候我们不想去教会，但实际上我们那个时候是真正应该去教会。
So I went.
所以说我去了。
Good service.
对，非常好的这个，非常好的这个。
At the end, I'm talking to some people.
结束以后呢，我就跟一些人在这聊天。
And the businessman comes and talks to me.
有些做生意的人就过来跟我这个，过来跟我说。
And he said, God asked me to ask you, what do you need?
他们说。主对我说，要我来问你，你需要什么
？I was thinking, $1,000,000 would be nice.
我心里在想，我如果给我100万就太好了。
But I didn't say that.
但是我没有说出来。
And he said, you need something, you know, for you, for the kids. And I said, well, I'd like to put like some, you know, the swings for the kids.
然后我就想了想，这个后院里面跟我的小孩搭一个秋千应该不错。
You know, but I don't have a fence until I get the grading.
对，但是我现在还没有，围栏也还没有，这个坡度这个批准也还没有做。
I said these two guys are going to build it for me. I just got to buy all the wood.
对，那两个弟兄呢会帮我把这个围栏搭起来，我去买材料就好了。
And he said, don't buy the wood. I'm going to buy it for you.
好，那两个弟兄就说你不要去买这个木头了，我们来买。
And so a fence can cost anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000.
对，修一个围栏，大家知道的话，一般大概要3000到5000块。
And I don't have that money in the bank.
对，我现在并没有这个预算。
My point is, all through those months, I was under attack.
对，我想强调的是，在那段时间内，我一直受到一些攻击。
I was feeling really bad.
对，我感觉很不好。
I was frustrated.
对，我很焦躁，焦虑。
I wasn't praying. I was complaining to God. God, why?
我不怎么祷告，我是在抱怨。我说为什么会这样？为什么会这样
？But God showed me that even in the midst of my trials, God wants to bless me.
对，但是神的，神告诉我，在这个一直在这个过程当中，在我经历过这些不太顺利的事情当中呢，神其实并没有离开我。
We may not know why things are happening in our lives.
我们也许不知道为什么这些事会发生。
We can do all the right things, but bad things can happen.
我们可能做的每一步都对，但是可能有些事情还是会发生。
But as long as we remain faithful to God, God's watching out for you.
但是只要我们对主的信心，不离弃主，对主的信心，主会一直和我们同在。
That's why it's called the testimony.
这是为什么我们有这个叫见证。
Because there has to be a test.
所以说。这个见证在这个英文里面呢，就有一个试验在当中，正好有这个词在当中。
The Bible says we're overcomers.
圣经里说我们是得胜者。
But we have to overcome something.
所以我们必须要，就是，要征服某些事情，困难的事情。
So even when you're going through a trial, Jesus is with you in the boat.
对。即使当我们经过那些试探试验的时候呢，我们也要想到耶稣呢就在那艘船上和我们一起。
And when we remain faithful to him, he'll be faithful to us. Amen.
对，只要我们保持我们的信心，主也会和我们。
God wants to bless you.
对，神想祝福我们。
Okay, that's not my message.
这不是我今天想说的。
That was a testimony to encourage you.
这只是我的一个见证啊。
This morning, I want to share some of the God's been speaking to me the last couple months.
今天我想跟大家分享一下在最近一两个月神对我说的话。
And I believe if we really understand this principle, our lives will greatly change.
对，我相信如果我们能够真的理解这个原则，这个要点的话呢，我们的生命会改变。
But before I do that, I want to explain one word.
但在我开始之前呢，我想解释一下一个词。
It's the word principle.
这个词就是原则 principle.
Do you know what that word is?
你们知道这个词吗？
It's basically a truth of how something works.
就是这个词可以说是
It's the truth of how some system works.
这个翻得挺好。就是这个系统背后运行的一个真理。
Yeah, so for example, in a certain system, there are laws of how things work. It's a truth.
对。当在我们看的一些系统当中呢，都有一些规律在背后这个规律呢，我们可以把它可以叫做这个系统的真理。
And you can't change a principle.
对，你不能够改变这个系统真理。
Let me give you an example. Gravity.
比方说这个重力就是一个真理。
Gravity is a principle.
对，而且我们不能改变。
You may say I don't believe in gravity.
对，你可以说我不相信有什么重力引力。
Well, if I walk off a 20-story building and I don't believe in gravity, it doesn't matter. I'm going to fall to the ground.
对，但是你如果你登到20层的高楼的话，不管你相不相信这个引力，你都可能掉下去。
Because it's a principle.
对，因为这是一个真理。
You know, in the Bible, tithing is a principle. Tithing, when we give our finances to God.
Okay, 在圣经里面呢，这个十一这个奉献，十一奉献也是一个真理。
God says, "Bring the tithe to the storehouse."
对，主说把这个奉献呢带到我的库房。
Right, like when a farmer plants a seed in the ground, he's going to get a harvest.
对，当农夫这个撒种的时候，他会有一个收成。
So when we give our finances to the Lord, God's going to give it back. He's going to bless us.
对，当我们把我们这个收入的一部分呢，奉献给神的时候呢，神也会呢通过这来祝福我们。
That's a principle.
对，这也是真理。
All right. This morning I want to speak on another principle.
今天我想说其中一个真理。
And it has to do with the words that we speak.
这个和我们这个口里说出来的话有关系。
How powerful are our words?
大家知道我们口里说出来的话有多大的这个力量。
If we understood this principle, our lives would change.
如果我们能够理解这个真理的话呢，我们的生命会不一样。
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18.
大家翻到箴言第八章。
Proverbs 18.
十八章 18, sorry.
Verse 21. There we go.
十八章二十一节，十八章 18.
There it is. Proverbs 18:21.
Okay, 21. Okay.
Okay. The first part says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue."
二十一节，生死在舌头的权下。
Everybody say it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
大家一起说，生死在舌头的权下。
So if you keep saying I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, what's going to happen? You're going to be sick.
如果你不停的说，哎呀，我这个生病了，我生病了，我生病了，你就可能真的会这样。
If you declare with your mouth, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, you're going to be healed.
如果你说我被医治了，我被医治了，我被医治了，你就真被医治了。
Because it's really simple, death and life.
因为这上面说到这个生死
are in the tongue
在我们的舌尖上。
And the second part says, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
这第二节就是说，喜爱它的必吃它所结的果子。
If you continually say things that are contrary to the word of God, you're going to eat that fruit.
对，如果说你总是说这个背离神的这个话的话呢，你也会吃到，你也会得到那个果实。
Because words are powerful.
因为我们口中的言语是有力量的。
Now in Genesis chapter 1, we know that God created the universe.
对，在创世纪的话呢，我们都知道神创造了天地宇宙。
But His presence did not create the universe.
但不是说神在那个地方，神用 say it again.
His presence did not create the universe.
不是说神站在那里，宇宙就这样诞生了。
It was his words.
是他口中的话。
And the Bible says, and God said, let there be light.
对，圣经里说得很清楚，对，神说要有光，说就有光。
And God said, let there be a firmament, the skies.
对，当神说有这个天，有这个星空，就有星空。
So it wasn't his presence, it was his words that created the universe.
是神的口话。来使这个宇宙被创造。
Remember when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples? There was a big storm.
大家都熟悉那节经文。当耶稣和门徒在那个海上有大风暴的时候。
And Jesus stopped the storm. Remember that?
对，耶稣这个平息了这个风浪。
It wasn't his presence that stopped the storm. It was his words.
对，风浪被平息，并不是因为耶稣站在那个地方，而是因为耶稣说的话。
Jesus rebuked the storm. Peace and be still.
耶稣斥责这个风浪，平静，安静。
So God creates the universe by the words that he speaks from his mouth.
神创造这个宇宙天地是通过他所说的话。
And so if God creates with words, words are powerful.
所以这个话也是属于神的一部分，语言也是属于神的一部分，是非常有力量的。
So we have to be careful.
所以我们要特别特别谨慎。
Why?
为什么
？Let's go to Genesis chapter 1.
大家到创世纪第一章。
Very first book in the Bible.
对，圣经里面第一本书，第一卷书。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
第一章二十六节到二十七节。
So this is God speaking.
这是神说的话。
And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."Let them have dominion over the fish of the seas, the birds in the air, over all the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
我很快练一下。神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So we are created in God's image.
对，我们是按照神的形象被创造。
We're created in his likeness.
对，我们像神。
So if God speaks and his words are powerful, because we're made like him, our words are powerful.
神能够用他的话来创造天地，所以他的话是非常非常有力量。我们是按照他的形象造的，所以我们的话也是有力量。
In Proverbs chapter 6, it says, we are snared or trapped by the words we speak.
在箴言里面也有说到，我们会被所说的话会成为网络。
And I don't think we understand the power our words have.
对，我认为我们可能还不一定能真正理解我们话中的话口里的力话的力量。
Remember Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue."
我们刚才那个箴言里的经文是生死在舌头的权下。
So how does this work?
这之间的这个规律是怎么样？
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
来，大家翻到《生命记》三十章
，verse 19.
十九节，三十章十九。
Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Now here, remember the Israelites were wandering in the desert for 40 years.
对，那个时候以色列人在旷野当中已经。在了旷野当中走了四十年，将近四十年。
You know, they tried to go into the promised land once, it didn't work.
对，他们想进入应许之地，但是没有得到神的允许。
So God said, nobody from the older generation is going to enter into the promised land.
对，神说这个那些老一批那些人呢是不能够进入这个应许之地的。
So now the old generation dies, it's the new generation that is going to go into the land.
所以这个新生的那一代呢，他们才可以进入这个应许之地。
And they had never heard the law of God.
那些新的一代人呢，还不知道这个神的命令，神的。
So Moses reads the Bible to them.
所以说耶稣呢，就把这个就重新呢，摩西呢就给他们重读这个神的这个话语诫命。
He reads them the laws of God.
把神的这个律例呢告诉这个新的一代。
Then he says, "If you follow me and you love me, here's all the blessings I'm going to give you."
对，如果这个神的话说，如果说你跟从我，遵守我的道，这就是下面你会受到的祝福。
But if you hate me and you sin and you serve the gods of this land, here's all the curses I'm going to give you.
如果你违背我，背弃我，去拜其他的偶像的话。这就是下面就那些咒诅就会跟随。
And then in verse 19, God says this, I call Moses, I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live.
19节，三十章十九节，我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
So Moses says, here's all the blessings which are life, here's all the curses which are death.
所以摩西在这里呢再次声明呢，遵你如果按这个做的话，你就会有生命；如果你按另外的一条路走的话，你就会有死亡。
And then he says, therefore choose life.
所以说你要选择生命。
Therefore, it's a choice.
所以这是一个选择。
Everybody wants to be blessed of God, right?
每个人都想蒙受神的祝福。
But it's a choice to be blessed.
但是呢，这是你可以做的一个选择。
We have to make the right decisions.
我们必须要做出正确的抉择。
Life and blessings come from God, but death and curses come from the devil.
祝福呢来自于神，咒诅呢来自于这个撒旦。
So how do we choose life?
我们怎么样选择这个生命？
How do we choose death?
怎么选择死亡？
The first verse I shared this morning, Proverbs 18:21.
在箴言当中，我之前跟大家分享那一句。
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
生死在舌头的权下。
So in other words, we advance the kingdom of God or we advance the kingdom of the devil by the words that we speak.
换句话说了，就是我们是往天堂走了，还是往这个地狱方向走了，取决于我们口中的言语。
And so when we bless with our mouth, we are releasing the kingdom of God.
So, do you mind saying it again?
Well, so, okay. When we bless with our mouth, we release life.
当我们这个给出祝福的时候呢，我们也在那个生命的那条道上。
Right. And the kingdom of God is advanced.
这个神的国呢就在前面。
When we curse, we speak death.And the kingdom of darkness is advanced.
当我们咒诅的时候呢，就是相反的事情会发生。
You know, oh, I'm always tired.
我太疲劳了，我太累。
Nobody likes me.
没有人喜欢我。
I'll never have any money.
我不会发财的。
I'm always getting sick.
我总是这个感觉不好。
You're cursing yourself.
你其实就是在，你这样做是在咒诅你自己。
Because death is in the tongue.
因为死亡也是在舌头。
If you say, "Oh, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired," guess what? You're always going to be tired.
如果你总是说，哎，我太累了，我很累，我很累，你可能就你就总是这样。
You know, if you say, "Oh, my kids are no good,"
你如果说，哎，我的孩子太糟糕了。
My kids will never come to the Lord.
他们永远也不会接受主。
See, the devil is waiting next to you, so that he can take those words.And use them against you.
撒旦呢，其实就在旁边，他会利用这些话语呢，来攻击你。
So what words are living and active that as soon as they come out of our mouth, they can bring good or bad.
所以是从我们舌头出来的话，就好像有一种力量可以决定生死。
See, a lot of times we don't listen to what we're saying.
很多时候我们并不认真的听我们自己说的话。
And, oh, my head's going to explode.
So, 哎呀，我的头脑好像要裂开了，是。
And my back is killing me.
我的背好像要把我这个。
there's a lady in our ministry, who when she was in Bible school, her father, was working and making some good money.
我有一个女士在我们这个教会当中有一个女士，她的父亲呢是。做得很成功。
And he always used to say, "One day I'm going to buy a Jaguar. It's a car, right? One day I'm going to buy a Jaguar, then I can die."
The lady or
it's a man. Her father.
Her father. Okay. 他爸爸呢，有时候会说，有一天我会买一辆 Jaguar， 就是一种很贵的车吧，就路很豪华的一种，很捷豹，对捷豹啊。有一天我会买一个捷豹啊，那个时候我就可以倒下了，对。
So Jaguar is a luxurious car.
对，是个捷豹的，大家都知道是一个很非常豪华的一个。
And that's what he wanted in life.
对，那就是他就想这个在就
sorry,
就想要这个东西。
One day I'll have my Jaguar, then I can die.
对，有一天只要我拥有了这个捷豹之后，我就可以这个死了。
He had a Jaguar for 6 months, then he got a brain tumor and died.
所以他这个事后来真的发生了，他就真的买了一辆捷豹啊，6个月之后他就因为这个脑癌就去世了。
He didn't understand, but he was cursing himself.
对，他并不明白他说的话，但是他实际上是在给他自己下了一个咒诅。
If someone asks you, "So how are you feeling?" "Oh man, I'm sick. I'm always sick."
对，当有人问你的时候，哎，你感觉怎么样？啊，有人说啊，我感觉。我感觉很难受，我总是这样，总是身体不舒服。
You're always going to be sick.
你就总是这样。
Because that's a curse.
因为你给自己下了一个咒诅。
And when you speak a negative word, when you curse, the devil takes it, and he has legal right to use it.
当你说出这些负面的话语之后呢，撒旦呢就会利用这些话来咒诅你，攻击你，合法攻击，对，合法攻击你。
Let's see Proverbs chapter 12. A couple of verses in Proverbs chapter 12.
大家翻到箴言十二章。
Okay, verse 6.
第六节，十二章第六节。
It says, "The words of the wicked." Hold on a second. 12 and 6. Yeah. It says, the words of the wicked are lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them.
第六节，恶人的言论是埋伏流人的血，正直人的口必拯救人。
The mouth of the upright will deliver them.
对，正直人的口必拯救人。
Look at verse 18.
到十八节。
There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health.
说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
So your mouth can bring healing, can bring health.
所以我们的口是可以这个带出医治。
We need to be very careful of the words that we say.
所以我们对我们所说的话要非常的谨慎。
I have found personally that when I get angry, I want to shut my mouth.
对我来说呢，我发现我自己，如果我想生气的时候，我会闭嘴。
Because I know that as soon as a word leaves my lips, if it's bad, the devil will take it and one day he'll use it against me.
因为我知道，如果说我这个时候如果说出一些负面的话的话，撒旦会利用这些话来攻击我，合法攻击我。
We as Christians don't understand the power that we have with the words that we say.
作为基督徒，我们有时还不明白这个话语的力量。
Many of you here this morning.
大家在场这些人。
Maybe you're going through a sickness.
你也许有身上有一些疾病。
Maybe there's problems with your finances.
或许财务上有困难。
Because you're always speaking negatively about those things.
很可能就是因为你经常说一些负面的话语。
I always get headaches.
我总是头疼。
This business will never work.
这个生意估计也不行。
I'll never have money in the bank.
我账户里面永远不会有钱。
Those are curses.
这些都是咒诅。
You see, we can't control when other people curse us.
我们不能够控制别人对我们的咒诅。
But we can control what we say over ourselves.
但是我们可以这个控制自己所说的话。
We have the power in the mouth to change our destiny.
我们在舌尖是有力量可以改变我们的命运。
We have power in our mouth to change our life the way we want to see it. We have the power in our mouth to change the life we want to see.
对，我们也有力量，我们舌尖说出来的话也有力量决定我们今后的生命。
Let's go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
Go, 大家翻到马可福音。
Mark.
Mark.
Mark,
okay.
Mark chapter 11.
11章，马可福音11章。
I'm going to show you something Jesus told us that's powerful.
对，我想跟大家分享一下耶稣告诉我们。
I really believe it's time for us to really take care of the words that we're speaking.
我相信这个时候我们应该认真的，这个时候我们应该认真的想一下我们口里所说的话。11, okay.
So you got it? Mark chapter 11?
Yep.
Okay, verse 23 and 24 says this.
23到24节。
For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
So four times in these two verses, Jesus talked about what we speak.
所以在这两节当中，耶稣告诉了我们应该怎么说。
And Jesus says, whoever speaks to this mountain.
耶稣说，无论何人对这座山说
，Be removed and cast into the sea.
挪开此地，投在海里。
Well, what's a mountain?
什么是山？山是什么？
It's not something physical.
这里的山并不是有形象的，大家所觉得的山。
Like, you don't go out of your house and all of a sudden there's a mountain right in front of your house.
对。
right? You don't open the door and you see a mountain in front of your house.
对，当你开门的时候，你前面并没有一座大山。
That's not a mountain.
对，这不是这里所说的这个山。
A mountain is an obstacle.
这里的山是指的是这个困难。
Something that gets in your way when you want to advance.
对，阻挡在你前进路上的这个困难困境。
You know, when you start getting serious about serving God, all of a sudden the devil's going to send obstacles in your way.
也是障碍。当你想这个尽心尽力来服侍主的时候呢，撒旦会在你的前面设置很多障碍。
Now, most of you know Dr. Russ Moyer. He's the head of our ministry, Eagle Worldwide.
在
Dr. Russ Moyer.
Russ Moyer, 这个
博士还是 he's the founder of our ministry.
他是我们这个教会的创建者。
He's doing a lot of great things for the Lord.
他为主做了很多的事情。
Pressing into the apostolic and the prophetic.
也有先知性的话语。
Traveling, doing a lot of things for God.
宣教。
Twice he's had stage 4 cancer.
他有两次有这个末期的癌症。
The devil has tried to destroy him.
撒旦呢想把他消灭。
I've noticed whether you do big things for God or little things for God, the devil's always going to resist you.
对，不管你对为神做大事或者小事，这个撒旦呢总会这个给你找一些麻烦。
How many here you know you have a call of God and you're serving Him and things just go wrong?
对，你们有没有这样的经历？当你决定这个服侍主的时候，事情突然这个。突然会有这个麻烦障碍。
The devil will throw sickness, poverty, whatever he can to stop you.
撒旦会把这个一些贫穷或者是这个疾病加在我们身上。
These are mountains. These are obstacles.
这些就是这里所说的山或者说障碍。
So how do we deal with mountains?
我们怎么样克服这些山，这些无形的山？
Verse 23 says, "Whoever says to this mountain."
这里二十三节说到，
Whoever says to this mountain,
你如果对这座山说
，So you have to speak to your mountain.
你所以说这里就是告诉我们，我们要对我们这种无形的这种眼前的这个障碍要。
What do you do? You got to speak to the mountain.
你要对它说话。
You got to use your mouth.
用你这个舌头。
You got to declare life.
宣告生命。
Let me tell you two things about speaking to a mountain.
我跟大家说两件事情，如何跟这个我们的眼前的这个障碍。
If Jesus said that we can speak to the mountain, it's because we have authority and power to do it.
因为耶稣告诉我们，我们可以对这个山说，这就表明我们是有这个权柄。
Jesus says, "I give you authority and power to speak to your mountain."
所以耶稣已经告诉，已经把这个权柄给了我们。
Now you may be praying, you may be proclaiming, maybe you don't see something, but you don't have to. You just keep on declaring.
对，你可能是在祷告，可能在宣告。
And so Jesus says, if there's a mountain, speak to it and cast it to the sea.
所以耶稣说，如果你面前有这座山，你就对山说，你挪开此地，投在海里。
In other words, we can command these obstacles and problems to be gone in the name of Jesus.
对，这就是说了，我们可以命令这些障碍被拿去，以耶稣的名义。
But the problem is, when we see a mountain, we complain.
但问题是，当我们看到这个障碍的时候，我们通常是抱怨。
I can't believe this is happening again.
我不敢相信这件事情又发生了。
I'll never have victory.
我永远不会得胜了。
I'm always going to lose.
我这个永远会这个一直失败。
I'll never have enough money to do this.
我永远不会有足够的资金来做这件事情。
I'm going to be poor the rest of my life.
我会永远一直这样贫穷下去。
Do you see the pattern here?
大家可以看到这个其中的这个其中的相似之处吗？
God tells you to do something.
神要我们做一些事情。
God anoints you.
神膏抹我们。
So you go forward to do something for God.
所以说你就去做这个事情。
And the devil sends a mountain.
人这个撒旦就放一座无形的山在你面前。
He sends a problem.
他就会给你很多的障碍。
Could be a disease.
可能是疾病
could be no money
可能是财政的缺乏
maybe your kids get crazy and you're distracted with your kids
可能你的孩子很不听管教
and instead of seeing what the devil is doing and you rebuking the devil by speaking to the mountain
我们通常不是这个斥责这个撒旦给我们创造这些障碍和麻烦
we complain
我们是以抱怨的方式
we curse
来回应以咒诅的方式来回应
we speak negative
以这个负面的话语来回应
and the devil says thank you
就撒旦很高兴说谢谢你
because see a lot of times we believers have problem believing the word of God
有时我的感觉是我们是信神的人但是我们有时候会对这个神说的话呢产生怀疑
because they'll pray they declare and they don't see anything happening
因为当他们祷告当他们宣告的时候他们看不到事情好像什么事情好像什么都没发生
so they give up
所以他们就放弃了
this is never going to work
他们觉得这可能没什么作用
why did I bother even trying
我不知道我为什么要这样去祷告宣告
I'm no good
我感觉我做不到
God could never use me
神不用我
and we say all these negative things
我们会说很多这些负面的话语
but our words are like seeds
但是我们的口中的话语好像种子一样
anybody here ever planted a garden
大家这里有没有人自己种过花花草草
you, know, you prepare the soil and put the seed in the ground
对你把这个土把它弄好
let's say for example you plant tomatoes or corn
对好比方说你种西红柿或者种玉米
you go back tomorrow and the corn is big this big and got a lot of tomatoes right
第二天大家有没有看到这个西红柿长出来或者玉米长出来
no it takes time
不会因为它需要时间
there's a time to sowAnd a time to harvest.
有播种的时候，也有收割的时候。
So just because you pray for something and you don't see it tomorrow, you got to keep on praying.
当我们在祷告时也是这样，我们好像撒了种子。如果说你不是马上就能看到它的果实，所以我们要继续祷告。
When you declare the word of the Lord, it's going to come to pass.When you declare the word of the Lord, it's going to come true.
Okay. 当我们这个宣告神的话语的时候呢，它就会变成这个现实。
The Bible says all of God's promises are what? Yea and amen.
对，这圣经里面告诉我神的应许就是真实的。
So if you're going through, for example, if you're going through a problem like sickness, for example.
对，当我们经历过一些磨难的时候，比方说疾病。
And you start feeling sick.
你会感觉到难受。
You say, you know, I don't know why I feel sick.
你说我不知道我为什么，你可以我为什么感觉这个样子
？I'm healthy.
我很健康。
I'm eating right.
对我吃的也我吃的也很这个我也不乱吃东西。
You know, I exercise.
我做运动。
I haven't touched anybody who was sick.
我也没有和这个病人接触。
And you say, I must be sick. I guess I'm sick. I'm sick. You say I'm sick.
我生病了。
Right? You just cursed yourself.
这样的话，你就是在咒诅你自己。
Because the devil is waiting for you to say that.
因为撒旦就在等你说这样的话语。
But if you feel sick,
如果你感觉到生病了，
they're just symptoms.
这只是一个表象。
So what you do, you go to the Bible.
你应该这个回到圣经里面。
And you find a verse that talks about sickness and healing.
找到和这个疾病和医治相关的经文。
And you begin to proclaim God's promise.
你来宣告神的应许。
You say something like, I declare I am not sick.
可以说我宣告我没有疾病。
I don't care what I feel like.
我不管我现在身体的这个感觉是什么样。
The Bible says,
圣经说
that you took all infirmity to the cross. You took all sickness to the cross.
你把所有的疾病钉在十字架上。
And by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I am healed.
Stripes?
Like when Jesus was whipped.
Oh, okay. 因耶稣的鞭伤，我们得了这个完全医治。
So instead of using my mouth to curse myself, oh, I'm sick, I use it to bless. No, the Bible says I'm healed in Jesus' name.
对，我们就不用这个不说负面的话语来咒诅自己，而用这个圣经的话语了来宣告自己得到医治。
So we need to bless ourselves with our mouth.
所以我们应该用口，用我们自己的口来祝福我们自己。
Because the devil wants us to open up our mouth and say something negative.
因为撒旦呢就想听着我们说出一些负面的话语。
You know, the word of God never returns void.
神的话呢不会这个徒然返回。
The Bible says that, have you said and will you not do it? This is Moses, no, Abraham talking to God. Lord, did you not say, will you not do it?
亚伯拉罕问过神，你说了，难道不做吗？
And the Bible also says, God watches over his word to perform it.
对，圣经里面也说到，神对他自己的话是一直在，会让他的话成就。
In other words, when you pray God's word, it's going to come to pass.
对，换句话说的话，当你用神的话来宣告事情的话呢，这个事情就会成就。
The Bible says God's not a liar.
对，我们从圣经里知道，神是信实的，不会说谎。
If the Bible says something, if there's a promise in the Bible, it's yours.
如果这圣经里面对我们的应许，就会成为我们的应许。
So whenever you come against a problem or an obstacle, find a verse in the Bible and pray against that.
对，当我们生活当中有问题、有这个障碍的时候，找到这个圣经中的经文，宣告。
Because the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue.
生死在舌头的权下。
Look, life is not fair.
这个人世间不总是这个在我们眼里不总是公平的。
Bad things are going to happen to you.
对，有时候一些不太好的事情呢会发生在我们的身上。
You may love Jesus.
你很爱主。
You may come to church.
你也每周来教会。
You may give your money to God.
你也这个按时奉献。
And bad things are still going to happen to you.
但是呢，困难和麻烦呢，还是会有。
But the devil is trying to frustrate you.
这个撒旦呢，是想让我们这个焦躁、焦虑。
Do you have that expression in Chinese, push your buttons?
在汉语当中有没有这个按你这个按钮？按钮，也就是说你身上的某个敏感的部位。
It's an expression in English.That if I know what makes you mad, I'll do things to make you mad on purpose.
对，在英语当中呢，有这个按这个触发钮，就是这个触发钮就会让这个人，如果你知道这个人什么地方有一个触发钮，你按的话，他就会生气或者甚至爆发，
yeah.
会爆发。
So when someone pushes your buttons, they're trying to get you angry. They know which button to press. Push.
当别人知道你身上有哪些这个触发钮的话呢，
他们会
用这个让你
这
个爆发。
And so, the devil knows which buttons to push.
这撒旦知道你身上有哪些这样的触发钮。
So for example, I'm 52 years old.
我现在52岁。
And the devil has watched me all my life.
撒旦呢一直在这个监视我。
He knows what makes me mad.
他知道了什么东西会让我爆发生气。
And he's always trying to press that button.
所以他总是在按这个按钮。
And when we get mad, what's the first thing we do? Words come out of our mouth.
对，当我们这个生气的时候，我们的本能反应就会开始说一些负面的话。
And so the devil pushes your buttons so that you can say a curse so that he can use that against you.
所以但是撒旦他按这个触发器的目的就是让你说这些咒诅。咒诅的话，然后他会用来合法来攻击你。
The devil can only act on a curse, not on a blessing.
撒旦只能够通过这个咒诅来行动，不能够这个他不能够用这个祝福。
And so when you release a curse, you empower the devil.
所以当你说出这个咒诅的时候呢，你就让撒旦有这个力量，有权柄。
That's why if you're healthy and you begin to feel sick, you're not sick, it's just the symptoms.
对，当你身体健康的时候，你可能有一些觉得生病的感觉，这个时候呢，你不是生病。
But the devil wants you to say, oh, I'm sick again.
但撒旦就想听到你说，哎呀，我怎么又生病了？
I'm always going to be sick.
我总是生病。
That's what the devil wants.
这撒旦最想听到的话。
He wants you to agree with the symptoms.
他想让你对你的这个感觉，认同你的感觉。
He wants you to look at the natural.
他想让你
at what's happening in the natural realm.
Okay.在我们的这个自然界当中吧，自然界当中，他想让你认同这个自然界当中发现的一些特征表象。
The just shall live by faith, not by sight. The just shall live by faith, not by sight.
这个作为义人吧，义人应该是，不是凭这个，不是依赖这个自然界的这种现象，而是凭信心。
So we have faith in the word of God.
对的，信心就建立在这个神的话语上。
So the way to defeat the devil is to always speak a blessing.
如何这个魔和撒旦征战得胜的这个秘诀就是，说祝福的话语。
Never allow yourself be led by your feelings. Yeah. Okay.
现在好了。Okay.
OK. Never allow yourself to be led by your feelings.
Well,
so never allow yourself to be led by what you feel.
不要让你被你的感觉所牵引。
We need to speak positive things over our life.
我们应该说这个有正能量的话。
Maybe the battery's dying. I don't know. So, see, the devil doesn't want me to say this.
Speak louder.
Yeah, speak louder so you can hear. I'll move closer. So, yeah, I'll move a little closer this way so that you can, so they can kind of hear that.
Okay.
So, we need to prophesy over our life.
我们也需要对我们自己的这个。生命呢做出先知性的祷告。
And we need to declare the things we want to see.
我们要这个宣告我们想看到的事情。
You know, you need to wake up in the morning and begin to speak positive over yourself.
你应该这个早上醒来之后呢，就说出这个说正面的话语。
Today I'm going to have a good day at work.
今天呢，我会有一个我在工作当中会有一个很好的一天。
Today my boss is going to give me that raise.
今天呢，我的这个老板会给我加薪。
Today, God is going to open up new doors for me.
今天呢，神会为我开一扇新的门。
Today, I am healthy and whole. I am not sick.
今天呢，我非常健康。我疾病远离我。
Something glorious is going to happen to me today.
今天呢，有这个有荣耀的事情发生在我身上。
So when you wake up in the morning, begin to declare positive things.
当你醒来之后呢，你就应该宣告这些正面的事情。
Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. It says in Job 22:28. You don't need to read it. It simply says, "You shall declare something, and it's going to happen."
In 约伯记里面说了，你应该宣告，这就宣告的事情就会发生。
You shall declare a thing, and it shall be established.
对，当你宣告的话呢，它就会成为现实。
So whatever you say is going to happen.
当你说出来的话的话呢，会成为
you know, they,
就会发生。
They did a study in a jail in the United States many years ago.
在美国呢，他们对在监狱里面做过这样一个试验。
And they asked all the inmates, all the prisoners, they asked them one question.
他们这个对这个那个监狱当中的囚犯呢，对他们问他们每个人这样一个问题。
Well, it came to like it came to one factor. This study.
这个是建立在一个事实基础上。
They found that 95% of the men in that jail were there because their parents said, "You're going to end up in jail."
这个 他们发现这个95%的这个监狱中被囚禁这些人，这些囚犯，95%的人都是因为他们父母说过这样的话，你将来就会待在这个监牢里。
95%, their parents said, "You're no good. You're going to end up in jail."
这是他们父母对他们的这个咒诅就真的发生了。
That's the parents cursing their children.
对，这是他的父母加给他的子女身上的这个咒诅。
And so myself, as my kids were growing up, when they did something, I would always shut my mouth. I did not want to say a curse over them.
对，当我的孩子长大的时候。我就看到他们有时候做得不好的时候，我就会闭上嘴巴，不让这个咒诅从我口里出来。
My kids were not as good as Zenle, so I had to really bite my tongue.
对，我的孩子没有真的那么优秀，所以说我看到他们有时候也着急的时候，我就赶紧闭嘴。
But parents, we got to be careful what we say to our children.
所以做父母的时候，我们真的是要特别小心，我们对我们。
We need to be careful what we say over ourselves.
我们也要特别小心我们对自己的这个说的话。
Many times we curse our healing.
对，很多时候我们这个对我们自己本身的医治，我们来咒诅我们自己得到的医治。
You know, you call, you know, Brother Bill, Sister Sophie, can you pray for me? I'm sick. So they pray for you.
对，你对这个曹雪飞说，为我祷告，我这个生病了。
But then a couple hours later, you feel, oh, I'm sick. I'm always sick.
但是呢，过一会之后呢，你又说：“哎呀，我这个生病了，我总是这个样子，总是生病。”
So by saying that curse, you nullify what they prayed for you for.
对，你如果这样说的话呢，你就他们之前为你做的这些祷告，播的这些种子就无效了。
You know, sometimes we curse our finances.
对，有时候我们咒诅我们自己的这个财务。
You know, we come to church and we give to the Lord by faith.
对，我们来到教会，我们把我们的这个奉献啊，甘心乐意的这个献上。
We believe God's going to bless us.
我们也相信神会这个加倍的祝福。
But then the next day we look at our bank account, there's not a lot of money there.
但是第二天我们看到我们的账户上的余额不多的时候。
Oh, my bank account is empty again. I'll never have money.
我们就会说我的这个账户又快空了，我这个总是没钱。
We just cursed our finances.
我们就在咒诅我们的财政。
See, we need to pray that the Holy Spirit convicts us.
我们应该对这个圣灵这个来祷告。
Holy Spirit, if I begin to say something negative, please stop me.
圣灵，如果说我说出这些负面的话语的时候呢，请你在说之前就阻止我。
You know, I'm very careful who I hang around.
也要特别小心这个我们身边交往的人。
I have great brothers and sisters in the Lord in the ministry.
我有一个
like brothers and sisters in the Lord,
okay,
in the ministry.
我教会里有这些弟兄姊妹。
And sometimes we'll be talking, and I'll just simply say something negative.
对，我们有时在聊天的时候，我会说一些负面的话语。
Because sometimes you don't even realize it.
因为你是不经意的。
And say, hey, don't say that. That's a curse. Oh, Lord, I repent.
对，这个如果是咒诅的话呢，如果圣灵如果提醒你不要说这是咒诅，然后我就马上。
You need to be an accountability partner for your friends here.
所以你应该对所有这个身边的朋友来说，你应该对你自己的话语负责。
Listen to what they're saying.
且听他们在说什么。
And if they say something negative, you got to say, "Hey, wait a minute, that's a negative. Don't say that."
如果他们说这些负面的话语的时候呢，你也应该你有责任站出来告诉他们。
We got to help each other out.
我们应该互相这个互相帮助，互相建造。
Because the way to change your life is by the things that you say.
这个改变我们的这个生命的环境的，跟我们的口。
In Job 22:28, you shall declare a thing and it shall happen for you.
在这个约伯记上说，你应该宣告这个事情就发生。
Back in 2015, the Lord, no, back in about 2014.God gave me a prophetic word that I was going to get a house.
2014年的话，我得到一个先知性的这个预言，神会给我一个房子。
And I found a verse in the Bible that spoke of my confidence in God.
对，我在圣经里面找到了这个经文。
And the verse said, "This is my confidence in you."
The verse says,
"This is the confidence I have in Him."
就我对神的这个信心。
that if I pray according to His will, He hears me.
如果我按神的这个意愿来祷告的话呢，神就会成就。
And if I know He hears me, I'm going to have what I'm praying for.
对，如果我相信神听到了我祷告了，我会有，我也会得到我所祷告的。
So for a whole year, I prayed, God, You said I was getting a house, I'm getting a house.
所以有一年的时间，我就在宣告啊，主说你说我会有一个房子，那就我相信就会有这个房子。
I didn't have money in the bank for down payment.
我其实并没有付房子首付的钱。
I could not qualify for a mortgage. I didn't make enough money.
对，我也申请不了这个抵押按揭。
And I knew it would be impossible for me to get a house.
所以说，在世人看来，我是不可能这个拥有这个房子。
But God said He was going to give me a house.
但是这个主对我说了，他会给我一个房子。
So I never cursed my finances.
我没有咒诅过我自己的财政。
I never said there's no money in the bank. I'm poor. I never said that.
我没有说过我这个账户里没钱。我总是这么贫穷。
I said, Lord, You said I'm going to get a house, and I declare I'm going to get a house.
我说主，你应许过我会有一个房子，所以说我宣告我将有这个房子。
And in 2015, we bought a house.
2015年我们就买了。
Because I chose life out of my mouth and not death.
因为我选择了这个对的事情。
Do you want to be healthy?
你想健康吗？
Do you want to have prosperity?
你想有这个富足吗？
Do you want your family to come back to Jesus?
你想你的家人归向主吗？
Don't complain.
不要抱怨。
Don't see the negative.
不要看这个负面的。
See with the eyes of faith.
用信心的眼来看。
And declare what you want to see happen.
宣告你想要看到你想要发生的事情。
Because death and life are in the power of the tongue.
因为生死就在舌头的权下。
And whatever you speak, you're going to eat that.
你说出来的话的果实，你会自己来承受。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, that your words are true.
你的话语是真实的。
Lord, you have given us power of life and death in the tongue.
你给了我们这个舌头的权利。
And Father, we repent for all those times we spoke negative curses.
我们也为我们以前说过的那些负面的话语和这个咒诅来向你悔改。
Lord, when we doubted your word.
当我们怀疑你的话语的时候。
When we had more fear than we had faith.
当我们的恐惧战胜过我们的信心的时候
Lord, I pray that you would wash us clean.
主啊，我祷告祈求你将我们洁净我们。
Father, renew our minds.
更新我们的意念。
And Holy Spirit, convict us when we speak negative.
圣灵来掌管我们的。
Help us to understand the power we have in the tongue.
帮助我们理解我们舌头，我们口里所。
That we could begin to proclaim life and blessing.
叫我们可以来宣告生和死。
And everything that we declare shall be established.
当我们宣告的事情就会成就。
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, the Lord really put that message on my heart.
神把这个今天我要讲的信息呢是放到我的心里。
Because I think we need to hear that.Many times we're in a situation and we don't know why. And it could be our fault that we're there. It could be our own fault by the words we speak. You may not like where you are right now.But you can change it by the things that you say. By having faith and declaring God's words and His promises. Because all His promises are yea and amen. Ask the Lord to stop you when you begin to speak negative things.Ask the Lord to bring conviction when you begin to speak negative things.
When this, 希望, 希望神来这个
And listen to what you say. And always make it a priority to bless and not curse. Amen. Amen. So, we're going to pray here. Whoever wants prayer, we want to pray for you.